Of the 1,360 seats that the UK Labour Party lost in the recent local elections, arguably the worst losses were in Wales, where Welsh Labour failed to win a majority for the first time in over 100 years, since 1922. The Welsh Nationalist Party, Plaid Cymru, which translates as the Party of Wales, is now for the first time the biggest party in the newly expanded Senedd, or Welsh Parliament. Here's Plaid Cymru leader Rhian ap Iorwerth on election night.
As determined as we have seen in this election, no UK government, no UK Prime Minister now or in the future can cast Wales aside or turn a blind eye to our needs and our aspirations as a nation.
But as well as a surge for Plaid Cymru, Reform UK has gone from zero seats in the Senedd to 34, making it the official opposition. Joining us now is Ahu Gwara, who's the political correspondent at BBC Wales. She joins us from Wales this morning, and with a blanket apology for all my pronunciations, Croeso I Sunday Extra, Ahu.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you. Could we start with Welsh Labour? I wonder if you could tell us why Professor Richard Wynne-Jones at Cardiff University described Welsh Labour as the democratic world's most successful election-winning machine and why in the new Senedd it only has 9 seats.
Well, they have won every general and Welsh election in Wales for over 100 years. And so losing this latest election has been quite extraordinary. And not only have they lost, they have gone from getting 50% of the seats to just around 10%. And this is in a bigger, expanded Senedd as well. And the votes completely collapsed in a way that we've never, ever seen before in Wales. You know, they used to joke that you could just weigh Labour votes in some parts of Wales in the past, but that has just changed. Or you could, you know, you could elect a monkey with a red rosette and, you know, they would win. It didn't matter who they were, Labour would win. You know, families voted Labour. That's what they did in certain parts of Wales. But that, there has been a shift in this election. And, you know, it's a number of reasons. Fatigue, people are fed up. You know, I'm sure as in many parts of the world, things are tough at the moment. And people are really feeling it. And they feel that something has to change. And so they look at where Labour have been governing in Wales in a devolved presence for over 27 years now, and thinking, like, what have you really done for us? And so we're looking elsewhere. And I think there's also a feeling at the moment that kind of party politics, in a way where people just voted in one way, were so committed to one party, has changed, not just in Wales, but in other parts of the UK, and I'm sure across in other countries as well. People aren't so wedded to one party and are more open to looking elsewhere. And we are seeing, you know, even more parties now available for people. So in a more proportional system, they have more choice and they are more willing to kind of look elsewhere for that change.
Yes, you mentioned that the size of the Senedd has expanded from, I think it's from 60 seats to now 96, and also a more proportional system. Wales had a new voting system this time. Did those changes work against Welsh Labour as well?
There was a feeling they could do. However, I think they would have done awfully in the old system as well. You know, they've been polling at around, you know, 10-11% for a while now. And had they had this kind of result in the old system, in fact, they quite possibly wouldn't have won any seats. Mm. So this new system actually helped
save them
in a strange way. But yeah, I think they have just got to a point where nothing was going to save them at this point. But yeah, the fact that there was a slightly more proportional system did actually help them. And, you know, it could have been a few hundred votes in some of the seats and they could have had a couple of extra seats, but it is quite an extraordinary result for them.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's talk then about the new party of government in Wales, Plaid Cymru. It picked up an extra 20 seats. It's now got 43, which is 6 seats short of a majority, but it is the biggest party in the new House. I wonder if you could put this election result in the context of Plaid Cymru's history, which goes back a century as well.
Yes, they have existed for over a century and have been nowhere near this kind of result. It's the, by a long shot, the best result they have ever had. And Plaid Cymru used to have very clear heartlands in Wales. So they would do well in the areas where there were a higher number of Welsh speakers, so that the further west you went in Wales, the better they did. So the more rural Welsh-speaking areas, Plaid Cymru did well and always have done well for quite a few years now. However, in this election, they now have representation in every single part of Wales, even along the border, which are very anglicised and where Plaid Cymru have never even had a look in before. They now have representation in every single part. And yes, it's an incredible result for them. Being six short of a majority is not no mean feat in this system either. It's a system that isn't designed to give anyone a majority. And so I think 43 seats was in the very top end of their expectations, certainly, even with the polling suggesting that they would do well.
So could you tell us a little bit more about the new First Minister of Wales, Rhian Ap Iorwerth? What can you tell him about his history and his politics?
I used to work with him, actually. He used to work for BBC
yes.
Wales. He was a journalist, so I've known him quite a long time. We used to be in the newsroom together. And he's from Anglesey up in North Wales. You know, he is a strong nationalist from a very, nationalist family. And if he was going to go anyway into politics, it would always have been into Plaid Cymru. Saying that, it's always a bit of a shock when one of your journalistic colleagues goes over to the other side. but he was obviously, made for big things. There were expectations that he would, rise to the top in the party in one way or another. But this wasn't inevitable. A few years ago, he was hoping to go to Westminster and get a seat in the parliament there. But there were issues around bullying and sexual misconduct within the party, which meant the former leader, Adam Price, stood down. And at that point, Rhian Ap Iorwerth became leader. And I think what he has managed to do is benefiting from, the problems within Labour, the collapse of Labour and the general feeling of people wanting change, but also making Plaid Cymru a party that Labour supporters, voters could feel they could join and or vote for. So that he has kind of put the idea of Welsh independence slightly on the back burner, making less of an issue of it so that they're less of a scary party. It's not just about that. It's about governing and try to expand the party into other areas of Wales so that they're less seen less as just simply a nationalistic party that is there for Welsh speakers in Wales.
Let's talk now about another big result in the election, which was Reform UK, which went from 0 seats to 34 seats. Now, we're used to thinking of Reform as the sort of nationalist party in UK politics, but in Wales we seem to have had two nationalist parties whose votes have surged. So could you explain for us sort of how those two different nationalist parties sort of sit in the Welsh political ecosystem?
Yeah, there's been a real polarisation of our politics recently, and we've seen a real split in Wales between the kind of left block of parties and the right block of parties. And where Reform has done well is gaining, seats and support from mainly conservative right-leaning supporters, unlike in England, where they have actually taken quite a lot of support in Labour areas. Plaid Cymru are the party that have benefited mostly from Labour voters deserting them. So there's a real split there in Wales, and Reform mostly doing well from those right-leaning voters, where sometimes in England we've seen them go to other parties such as the Lib Dems. In Wales, it's mainly it's been Reform that have benefited from them. But they have also, they've managed to get support across the whole of Wales. And it's, you know, it's, they have 34 seats, which is, you know, going from nowhere is no mean feat.
Absolutely.
Saying that, we have had former incarnations such as UKIP, who have previously had seats in the Senedd, and we had a few Conservative members defecting to them in the last Senedd. So not completely new kids on the block, but most of their members are new. And it's for someone who's worked around Welsh politics for a very long time, it's quite an incredible thing to see so many
Sounds like
new
the game has changed in a major way.
Oh, completely. We have 70% of our members are new.
Wow.
Most of them have never even been involved in this kind of politics either, having not even stood before. So it's quite a thing. So there are a lot of very confused people around, not knowing their way around at the moment.
Well, but, you know, yes,
they'll get used to that. And we're trying to get used to all their names as well.
Indeed, Ahu. Well, I was going to ask you, given this new political environment, and since no party has a parliamentary majority, how will the new government of Plaid Cymru actually function?
Well, no party's ever had a majority in devolved Wales, so it's not a completely new scenario for us. There's, you know, they have a few more now than Labour have had in previously, or needing a few more support. But what it means is that inevitably Plaid Cymru are going to have to look to the other parties. They want to govern as a minority government, and so work with other parties on a case-by-case basis, which is easy enough when it comes to legislation. You can find common ground even with parties who you'd think were diametrically opposed, like Reform or the Conservatives. Potentially on issues such as agriculture, they could come to an agreement with them. The tough thing for them is going to be passing a budget. You know, there will be some serious wheeling and dealing going on to get that passed. But essentially, they're going to have to look to Labour to help them out. They're the ones with 9 seats who can really help them out in one block. It's going to be uncomfortable for Labour to be the junior, very, very junior partner in this. It's a real turnaround because in the last Senedd, we saw Plaid Cymru helping Labour pass their budget. It's a complete switch around this time.
There you go. Well, Ahu, it's been great speaking with you. You are, of course, the political correspondent for BBC Wales. Just before we go, though, I do have to ask you, given the pedigree of the leader of Plaid Cymru, are you thinking about jumping the fence in politics yourself and going into politics following your former colleague?
Absolutely not. I couldn't think of anything worse.
I very much believe you.
Game too long. It's a tough job, and no, I quite like looking, keeping an eye on what they're doing and holding them to account. It's much more fun.
Ahu Gwawr, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thank you very much.
And Ahu is the political correspondent for BBC Wales, and on Sunday Extra, it's 8:10.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.